Good evening. My name is Derek Kahn from Opinion Research, private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news, media organization, or political campaign. Now, this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Now, does anybody in your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper agency, or media organization?
No.
Nobody works here? All right. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely voting? Very likely? Somewhat?
For sure.
All right. Now, which political party are you registered under?
Republican. Trump, you'll be next president. I know that you don't like him, but the way that you be.
Okay. Are you or his member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, Spanish-speaking background?
Not Latino. I'm a Brazilian.
Brazilian. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what age group are you?
70.
70? And
female.
All right. Is this election for Florida State House were held today? Which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican?
If I'm going to vote for Republican?
Republican, definitely.
That's
Republican.
Your question?
Yes.
Is this your question? Okay,
yeah, that was
yes.
My question. Definitely. Okay. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Horrible.
Very horrible. Okay. Now, Erin Huntley.
Who?
Erin Huntley. Huntley?
Don't know.
No. Okay. Leonard Spencer.
Don't know.
And Scott Boyd.
Scott?
Uh-huh, Boyd.
I heard this, but I don't have opinion.
You don't have an opinion, okay. And Carolina Amnesty?
Very good.
Very good. Very favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the election for president were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting for Donald Trump? Definitely, right?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer, Democratic?
Not Democrat. Carolina Amnesty. Mm-hmm.
And would you say you are definitely voting for Carolina Amnesty? The
Republican? For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery.
I know this. It's only because she signed something. It's not very serious. I know this.
Okay.
It does not matter for me.
Okay.
You
will vote for her, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Now, would you say you are definitely voting, probably voting, or definitely voting for Carolina Amnesty?
Definitely.
Now, due to the state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from official and not run for every election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who would run in November's election. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic, or Erin Huntley, the Republican?
Republican.
Erin Huntley.
Erin,
okay. And would you say you are definitely voting, probably voting for Erin Huntley?
Definitely.
Now, the election.
I needed to find out about definitives.
Okay. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democratic, or Scott Boyd, Republican candidate?
Scott Boyd.
Okay. And would you say you're definitely? Okay.
Definitely.
Now, you'll be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, classification purpose only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election?
Can you repeat it, please, if you don't mind?
Yes. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections?
I like my candidate. That's what you're asking?
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump, yes.
Republican. That's where you voted in 2020, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote for Democrat, usually vote for Democrat, or usually vote for Republican, or always vote for Republican?
Always vote for Republican.
Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a conservative.
Conservative? Very or somewhat?
Conservative, normal.
Like somewhat?
I'm not conservative, but not very conservative.
Okay,
if they need to do abortion, is their problem, they can do it, but not rip the baby 9 months. Things like this. I'm against pot, marijuana. This number 3 is no, number 4 is no for me.
Okay. Now, what was the last grade of formal education you completed?
I'm a postdoctoral. Yes, I am a doctor and did residency in many things. Mm-hmm.
You got a postgraduate degree?
Yes, I am a MD doctor.
Oh, okay, doctor. Well, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. You have yourself a great
Thank you so much
weekend.
For taking your time. I hope you have successful, because sometimes you guys call in the